open doors, leading you down into my core, where I become so numb. You fill my soul, my spirit sleeping somewhere cold, until you find me there and meet it back home.
Wake me up.
Ready. All right, welcome to the Road Warrior Radio Broadcast, coming to you live from my own private Idaho. I should probably stop saying that since... if you're familiar with that story and you've seen the movie, it's more like saying, coming to you live from Brokeback Mountain. But, you know, it sounds so good, coming to you live from my own private Idaho. Anyway, I have a wonderful guest on this morning. Happy birthday, America. And, hey, since it's your birthday, I promise to behave myself this morning. I promise that this will be a show that, as I always say, is dedicated to you, the listener, because you are the road warrior. So, since it's your birthday and your birthday party, America, I promise to behave myself, and I promise not to talk about things like the fact that greedy power mongers are lined up to continue treasonable war crimes and murder. Do you realize that? I mean, do you realize the fact that George W. Bush is now being prosecuted like his grandfather was and his father should have been? It's amazing how closely the apple fell to the tree. But I promise not to talk about that because it's your birthday party. And I promise not to talk about things like the genocide being committed in your name in Afghanistan, Iraq, et al., and soon to be Iran. You know the story. I promise not to talk about things like the fact that China is preparing to colonize the U.S. while you happily pay for your tyranny and slavery and death, possibly up to the tune of two-thirds of the population of this country, but it's your party, so I promise not to talk about that. And I promise not to talk about things like our own government conspiring with treasonable interests to provide or to produce bioweapon attacks on U.S. soil, a la vaccines, as always, of course. But like I said, it's your party, and I promise not to talk about that kind of stuff. And I promise not to talk about things like the fact that that haircut that you got yesterday, or maybe it was this morning, cost more than a house in 1910 dollar-denominated units, literally. Do the math. But I promise not to talk about that. And I promise not to talk about the fraud of peak oil, and I promise not to talk about the cadre of foreign people who own and control all of the economic and financial interests in the U.S. I promise not to because it's your birthday party. And I promise not to talk about things like the fact that China has stockpiled your U.S. Treasury notes and your debt that you've been bought and sold once again, as so of your children. But it's your party. So I promise not to talk about it. I promise not to talk about forced vaccinations, forced sterilizations, the Nazi zeitgeist that became our United States intelligence apparatus because of the importation of paperclip. So stick around because we won't talk about that stuff, but happy birthday, America. We'll be right back with a great show. You're listening to the Road Warrior Radio Broadcast. Bye-bye.
Do you ever
forget why you walked into a room or where you put the car keys? Do you feel like you might be slowing down mentally? That could be a sign that the brain is aging. Our brains control nearly every function of our body, including our ability to learn, remember, and concentrate. Sadly, as we age, our brain cells begin to die off. We may lose 30 to 50,000 a day. In youth, brain cells are protected by special proteins, but these proteins become depleted as we age. University scientists in Wisconsin found a unique calcium-binding protein in jellyfish that can protect brain cells. Prevagen is the only all-natural replacement source for these proteins. Studies show that Prevagen can reduce brain cell loss by up to an astounding 50%. Side effects? The only kind reported are the ones you want, like a healthier brain, a sharper mind, and clearer thinking. Find out more by visiting our website at Prevagen.com. You can also purchase Prevagen by calling 888-814-0814. That's Prevagen.com or 888-814-0814. Call today for a special offer from Prevagen.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis, A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
Broadcast. Thanks for tuning in, and happy birthday, America. And as I was saying, just to wrap up that thought, you know, I promise that I will behave myself, and I won't act like the drunken uncle at the kid's birthday party who staggers around having flashbacks all the time. But, you know, well, I mentioned, and we can't leave religion out, it just wouldn't be right. I promise to behave myself and not to talk about the fact that your Rockefeller-controlled World Council of Churches, National Council of Churches, FEMA response team perpetrating church, including your pastor, has been yielding you. Do yourself a favor, by the way, and just stop listening to the mind-controlled Tavistock CIA, RIIA, CFR, NSA-influenced pastor, and just read the Bible for a change. Read seven books about books about books about books about to read. Anyway, I promise not to talk about that kind of stuff. Or, I mean, you've seen the headlines, the fact that the school districts are now going to be chipping some of the students in some of the beta programs, and that's where things are headed. But I promise not to talk about that kind of stuff today. And I promise not to talk about things like the bill called the Protect Act, which is another one of those misnomers. Title, the act to further the data mining and the giant genealogical data bank for two reasons by our government. Well, first of all, it's Big Brother, and he wants to, the shiny, flashy, fallen one, as I call him, my wife hates it, the one that sits on top of that pyramid and looks down on the back of your dollar bill, who wants to be like the creator of the universe. I mean, that's the one reason. The other is that they want a giant global control grid, complete with a genetic data bank, so they can tell who's genetically predisposed to esoteric malfeasance like them. And then, of course, there's all the rest of us that will be clearly identified. But I'm not going to talk about that kind of stuff. So anyway, and I'm certainly not going to talk about Blackwater today. I would just, this is your party, and I promise to behave myself. So with that in mind, I'd like to welcome my guest this morning. And it's a pleasure to have him. My guest is Mr. Kirk Smith, a Washington resident. He is one of the people that has been talked about. If you listen to Dr. Carley's show with Dr. Truat, it was the show, I forget when it was. It was a great show, too, by the way. I believe it was the 25th. That was a fantastic show, but Dr. Ott mentioned some people in the Washington area. Kirk Smith is one of those people that he was alluding to, not specifically by name, mind you, per se, but his activism, his involvement. These people are very, very active and motivated, and they have a pure and right response to what's going on in this country. They're very, it's just amazing what you guys have been able to accomplish. I have spoken on this program about the malfeasance that occurred at the Washington State GOP convention, the law breaking and the lawlessness, and of course, my guest has seen fit to get involved and become very active in the political process and has seen great things happen. I think we should probably start off with that, but without further ado, my guest is Kirk Smith, Washington resident and political activist extraordinaire, I would say. Anyway, thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, you're welcome. I like political extraordinaire. That's pretty awesome.
Well, I'm not... Yeah, I don't know how much to tip my hat. You know, you are a very well-read, very studied, very learned person when it comes to the issues that are really going on. I know that when we first met, I asked you the question about Fight Club and what you thought about the Marxist propaganda in it, and everyone that was there at that conversation didn't seem to be quite as aware as, you know, what was really going on in that show as to, you know, what the conversation you and I were having about that. So we've had some interesting discussions, I think, especially along the Marxist line, because I know that you have, you've done a number of, or you've studied a number of documents, source documents, you know, the things like the Congressional Record and Reese Committee hearings. I know that when I asked about the essentials of liberty, you mentioned the law. Bastiat's The Law, and I think that's a fantastic recommendation for anyone to read as well.
Well, Bastiat's The Law is great because it's timeless, but it's great reading for anybody because it's designed not to be above people's heads, but it hits everybody evenly, and it's easily readable. And plus, it's not a long book. It's more like a little paper, so Bastiat's The Law is a great start. I think very highly of that little pamphlet.
I agree, and for those that might not know, it is a book written by the French contemporary of our founders, and it was very prophetic in many ways, and he pointed to America as the shining example of what happens when people do right. That was America back then, and America It was really, I would say, you know, this is what happens when things go terribly wrong in an experiment like this. Would you agree?
I would. And what it does is it deals with the terrible ills of socialism, and whereas the front end of it may be a happy, cheery toothpaste commercial, the back end of it, kind of the iceberg principle of socialism, is what's not talked about, or the after effects, which nobody ever admits to, are side effects of socialist thinking, planning, and control, but then they're glossed over and blamed on something else, and many times blamed on, they'll blame it on the quote-unquote capitalist pigs for whatever happened. So it's basically an ideology that never takes responsibility. And the beauty is, in Bastiat's The Law, he was dealing with those problems of the time with all the other French intellectuals thinking Marxism was awesome, socialism was awesome, and really it wasn't. It was just another form of control by the elite at the top, which would get the proletariat or the people on the street at the bottom all riled up, kind of like in Fight Club, and then by their struggle, getting all these people into little victim groups, the people that would only really benefit would be a handful of the elite at the top, which were the direct beneficiaries of pretty much everything in socialism. So it's pretty much a rule of an elite few over everybody else under the guise of socialism and socialist planning and socialist ideas. So, not cool.
Yeah. No. And, you know, it's interesting. You and I were discussing, in fact, we were discussing recently the fact that I believe strongly that many, if not most, of the people involved in what would be considered the Patriot or the Truth, far too often, unwittingly or worse, find themselves Marxist propagandists or provocateurs because they're operating under what really is predominantly a Marxist philosophy or a Marxist ideology because of that revolutionary tone and nature of it. And I think that people would do well. I tried to caution the listeners, and I'm not going to talk about that either today. I'm going to behave myself since it's a birthday party. And I won't mention the fact that the Marxists are always the ones talking about war and these changes and things because the sheep aren't going to grab force. They're out grazing in the pasture. I mean, you got beer drinking, NASCAR watching on Saturday afternoon people that are too good-hearted and good-natured or just probably apathetic also that don't necessarily care. Like Mike Huckabee said at his CFR, his infamous CFR speech last year when he was pandering for the president. I mean, that guy, I'll tell you, we talked about that too, but the fact that he, like everyone else, you know, would fill his cabinet with just the, what I call the usual suspects, the usual cadre of evil geniuses to the best encapsulations of Marxism I've ever heard or read. When he said to create havoc in the world, you need educated people to intellectual underpinnings or desperate people to provide the manpower. Talked about how the Russian peasants before the Russian Revolution, the peasants were not sitting around reading Karl Marx. They were illiterate. It took a number of intellectuals, he said, to provide the theory and to rally the oppressed peasants behind them. The ruling class is the spark, but the underclass is the fuel, he said, and a strong middle class is the firewall. So it's just crazy. You know, I don't think enough can be said. We're going into a break, but when we come back, I'd like to get into the specifics of what happened in Washington and see where that leads. Thanks for tuning in. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Bye. Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Welcome back to the Road Warrior radio broadcast, and as I said once again, happy birthday, America, and I promise to behave myself. I promise not to talk about anything that's going to upset the party this morning, because we're free. This is America, right? And I would recall the words of Harriet Tubman. She said, I freed thousands of slaves, and I could have freed thousands more if they had known they were slaves. And of course, you know the others, Goethe's quote and all the rest. But I promise not to talk about that. I'm going to behave myself. Anyway, I'm with my guest today, Kirk Smith from Washington State, a political activist who is of the caliber and the group of people that are renowned nationwide. These people are being talked about. What happened in Eastern Washington? The coup that you guys pulled off, if I may, that's, you know, that's a bit much, but I think it's absolutely fantastic what you guys have been able to accomplish. And what I've been trying to do on this program is concentrate on bringing people the types of information and the efforts around the country of people that are working. What's working around the country? Because it's important. Yes, we can point out the problem. Jefferson was right. Enlighten the people generally and tyranny and oppression of mind and body will vanish like evil spirits at the dawn of day. However, if we're not continually harping on that issue, then again, we run the risk of just being nothing more than Marxist propagandists. And you guys have obviously, I mean, you're part of a group that has been able to accomplish sweeping change in a short period of time, and it's been a breath of fresh air. And it's just amazing the things that are coming out of that group. So I don't want to keep going. Your thoughts on that?
Well, my thoughts on it are, yeah, things pretty much came and assembled all on their own, without any centralized authority. It was more or less spontaneous due to people's individual concerns and passion for the events of the day and the problems, the true root of issues and problems versus the problems as explained through the media, and of which that's some of my background is within broadcast journalism and kind of that whole cesspool. But it was all stoked by the presidential run of Ron Paul, and it brought all of these people out of the woodwork, all like-minded folks, which were so disgusted by the crap coming out of even the GOP, because it was no longer towing the traditional line, the principled line on politics, governance, the size and scope of government, and so on and so forth. And it was driven by a consistent man, Ron Paul, who was always consistent, honest, and right on target with really what the what was going on out there. And I think a lot of people have respected him for that for years. And when he entered the political race for president, then it was a foregone conclusion in my mind and in the minds of many others. And due to our passion and our belief in this country and in the foundations of the country, it just all took off pretty much overnight, and we haven't looked back. And now we're on to phase two of that revolution, if you will, and it's getting involved and getting elected in the grassroots level to be precinct committee officers, district leaders, be elected to the state legislature, and so on and so forth. So it's been phenomenal, but there's still a lot left to accomplish that, with working with a lot of other people, including yourselves, I believe we can accomplish it and move this revolution along.
Yeah, we got a lot of work to do, don't we?
Yes, we do. But then again, gosh, like I've mentioned before, I had no idea we did a year and a half ago or so. I had no idea today we'd be where we were at, and it's very encouraging to think a year down the road, 2 years down the road, what we will have accomplished. But there's a lot of work to do.
Yeah, no kidding. You know, we were talking recently about the fact that you find yourself, you rhetorically, you in the third person, find yourself occasionally in these situations where, you know, the Holy Spirit maybe draws you to a set of circumstances and you don't know why necessarily. And I believe that there are a number of people that have been prepared for just such a time as this that don't really believe, not necessarily believe, but don't see the opportunity for sweeping change that you guys have been able to accomplish out there. And, you know, and rightly so, quite frankly, because this country has been so gelded and inured. But I promise not to talk about that. It's your birthday party, America. I'm going to behave myself. But, you know, the things that have happened in this country and the you know, we have so far to go to get back to just knowing which end is up in this country. But, you know, then you find yourself in the opportune situation like you have, or as you mentioned, Ron Paul, who's been waiting for this moment for 30 years. And it's wonderful to see just such a thing happen. And stick around. We'll be right back after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you ever forget names or where you left your glasses? Christine also realized she didn't remember like she used to.
I'm forgetting where things are occasionally, or I go into a room and I'm wondering, now, why am I here?
She often forgot and misplaced things like her keys.
I would spend so much time looking for things like that, and I just would assume that that was just a part of aging.
Then she discovered Prevagen. Special proteins in our brain responsible for keeping cells alive that control learning and memory are depleted with age. Now there's a new option to replace these proteins, Prevagen. If your ability to remember is fading with time, try all-natural Prevagen, PrevaGen.com. That's Prevagen.com.
And I find that in my business, I'm able to focus on the tasks at hand.
To find out how to get a free bottle of Prevagen, call 888-814-0814.
And so I'm not as forgetful, and it's really helping me that way.
Call 888-814-0814.
All you men out there, you need to listen up. By the age of 60, one in two men already have a prostate-related health issue. What does this mean? It might be an enlarged prostate, difficulty going to the bathroom, and a diminished sex drive. Not a pretty picture. If you're a man, you need to give your body nutrition to support prostate health. There's no question about it. Many people hear this and they might think saw palmetto, but there's something so much better out there. It's called beta prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more healthy plant sterols than ordinary saw palmetto. So before you try anything else, try beta prostate. Ignoring your prostate's not going to make the problems go away. Taking beta prostate is guaranteed to provide effective, all-natural support. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Call now and find out how you can get a free bottle of beta prostate with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. Call now. How many of you have started your day, gone to work, and felt tired and weighed down? Or you go out at night to dinner, and you're uncomfortable because you're bloated and gassy? Well, the reason for this is that you might not be going to the bathroom enough. Huh, I know people that go to the bathroom once every 4 days, and they think that it's normal. But the worst scenario is when you look down at your belt line, you see your belly sticking out, but you know it's not fat. It's all that food you ate from days before. Well, from Nutritional Leaders New Vitality comes a great product called Colon and Body Cleanse. I take New Vitality's Colon and Body Cleanse because this product is like giving your body a shower on the inside. It cleans your digestive system by sweeping out your 25 feet of intestinal tract with natural herbs. I feel alive and lighter because I don't have anything weighing me down anymore. To try the Colon and Body Cleanse, call 1-800-362-5848. The first 100 callers will get a free gift. Don't wait. Call now. 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Welcome back to the Road Clear Radio broadcast with my guest, Kirk Smith, today, political activist extraordinaire, which is only a small milestone on his resume. I would say he's part of a group in the Eastern Washington community that's been able to accomplish what I believe history will record a sweeping and hopefully lasting change as they've watched the malfeasance of things that I've talked to you about, for example, the chicanery of the Washington GOP leadership at the GOP convention, which was held in Spokane, Washington, the conspiracy to commit fraud, among other things that you see openly exposed. I mean, this is what I would say is considered the height of hubris when you look at people like State Party Chair Luke Esser standing in front of everyone at the convention calling for a slide that is illegal. It's an illegal citation, which was obviously pre-prepared, and in a matter of seconds, when he's asked a question, "Hey, do you have that slide?" Holding his hand out, asking for the slide, sticking it on an overhead projector. Unbelievable. I mean, just unbelievable. The fraud, But I'm not going to get into that because it's your party, America, and I promise to behave myself today. It's bottom of the hour, bottom of the broadcast, and before I forget, for all of those who might be listening on one of the local affiliates or new to Republic Broadcasting, make sure you go check out the cool new website. It is not quite as new as it was when it first came out, but the new design is really cool, and it has all kinds of cool stories on it. For example, some of the things that you'll see when you go there, obviously the Revolution Freedom Festival up in Sturgis right now, South Dakota, from the 2nd to the 6th. Some great stories. Teachers get guidance on how to relay the lessons of September 11th. Interesting. World Bank chief urges G8 to act now as world entering danger zone. DOJ policy would sanction racial profiling. Let FBI target Americans without cause. Interesting. And many other great headlines. Go check it out if you haven't seen it lately. A lot of good stories, and of course support the advertisers as well to bring great broadcasting to your door. But getting back to what I was saying, you know, Kirk, you are involved with a group of people that is just phenomenal, great people. It's interesting. Like you said, it seems to have kind of assembled itself, but, you know, I would say that there's been some divine intervention. I think you'd agree. And those elements that have been drawn to this cause, we're all preparing and awaiting just such a moment. Would you agree?
Yeah, I would. And I gotta tell you, the folks that I've met, they're no spring chickens. They're no dummies. It's basically, people that are independent individuals that are intelligent. They take the initiative, to learn, resource information, and really, seek out the knowledge out there and getting through all the clutter and all the crap to get to the fact of the matter. And once you had the spark that pulled all these people together, which was Ron Paul, which with all their combined knowledge, experience, and know-how, it really made for a potent force that threatened the power brokers and the folks that only care about control and not really the important aspects of really what's at stake here in this country. But they'd rather, the power brokers would rather not mind running the country into the ground to their own benefit and power gain if they can. And so hopefully enough of us working together here, to get elected, to work in the grassroots, to kind of, increase the knowledge base of the average voter, hopefully we can head off the more or less the impending train wreck that a lot of these yahoos are heading this country down. So I think together with your efforts and with your radio program, as well as the information that's available on the web, in the bookstores, you name it, and just plain old one-on-one conversations, that's how we work to change things for the better for all of us. And so it's been a great ride, but we got plenty to go.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, you know, for anybody that's interested in seeing just the flavor of what we're talking about here, you can catch the speech, the dramatic and compelling speech by Doug Paris at the Washington State GOP convention that really launched some initiatives. One of them is the petition for declaratory relief, which I've discussed on this program. And the things that are being done around the country, that being one of them, to try to maintain some level of accountability that's been lacking, and to bring that, probably would be a better way to put that. And that video you can find at youtube.com/thatgeneration. I believe if you go to thatgeneration.org, you can watch it there too. But that will give people a flavor of just the kind of attitude and mindset of these people. You know, this is, I believe it's right down the razor's edge of calling people to account for their misdealings without going over the edge and becoming spiteful and vindictive. It's just a matter of trying to take right action when things go awry. And that's what we're supposed to do, according to the exhortations of the founders at all. And you guys have certainly done that. And before I forget, I want to mention that if you're interested, the phone lines are open. Feel free to call in if you have questions. 800-313-9443. Richard in Alabama, sorry we missed you. If you call back in, we'll grab you real fast. Apologize that we didn't get to you at the last segment, but feel free to call in if you have any comments, any questions. Phone lines are open. And so, you know, again, getting back to, you know, we can move away from that, but I don't think enough can be said about the group that you're involved in over there. And, again, well, you know, everybody is. Sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say everybody there is, as you said, very studied and just a wonderful group of people. And we have Richard back from Alabama. I'd like to grab him real quick. Richard, thanks for calling back. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. This is kind of a sad remark. I hope you forgive me. But I don't think you're a citizen of any nation at all. I don't think you have an ID card anywhere from the United States of America saying that you are a citizen of the United States of America or Texas or Idaho or anywhere. Hello?
I don't yet. No, but
you don't
my
get
Biden
it?
Government is trying to give me one. Right?
Do you think it doesn't matter?
Oh, it matters, absolutely. And I couldn't agree with you more that it matters. I'm just trying to behave myself today. That's one of the things that I promised not to talk about on the birthday of our nation, so to speak.
Yeah.
But I agree. It is important. You know, the Real ID Act and all of the legislation, I would consider it to be another one of the pieces of terror-related spy bills et al. That William Lewis has documented in Washington. You're fired for anyone that doesn't have a copy. They should get a copy. But, yeah, absolutely. It's of supreme importance because it sets precedents that are tyrannical and oppressive. As Jefferson said, departure from principle in one instance becomes a precedent for a second, that second for a third, and so on, until the bulk of society is reduced to mere automatons of misery with sensibilities left only for sinning and suffering. So I would agree with him and put that quote together with what you're talking about.
Yeah, well, people say that we ought to do something about all these foreigners that are driving without insurance and no licenses and all that stuff. And yet, when it comes right down to it, they will not admit that their own citizenship has been revoked.
Well, I have mentioned that on this program. In fact, I was a person that said, I can't remember how long ago it was. I don't think it's been that long, though, that if you are naive enough to believe that the 13th Amendment abolished slavery instead of expanding the plantation, then you need to do some homework. How's that?
Well, that's part of it. The plain fact is that the nations of the world have, and still do, consider the race of your father to be the definition of your citizenship. And we are one of these odd places where there are many, many claims for citizenship, and none of them are valid unless they are documented by a government of some other nation. And our nation will not document us to be citizens. They will honor the documentation of all nations, and all peoples of all nations are free to drive without insurance in America. But we cannot. And their numbers will soon outnumber us, and voting will become futile.
Well, I would argue that it has been for years. I'm a person who's talked about things like the National Election Pool, which is an agency that's been had undergone a name change and a facelift over the last 40-plus years. It's been the same players since at least 1964, but the National Election Pool is the agency that collects all of the national election data. It collects it, and then it disseminates it. Well, this is an agency that's owned by the six major media players, NBC, yeah. ABC, Associated Press, CNN, Fox, and who's the other one that I'm forgetting? CBS. And so they're gathering their own information. It's literally like having the fox in the hen house talking about what's going on. And you can even find this information on Wikipedia. The fact that when they gather this information, they meet in a secret undisclosed room, basically a secret undisclosed room in New York, and everyone is stripped of outside communications devices before they go in. It's a totally Stalin-esque agency and experience just on the face of it. Yet that's how our national election data is gathered. And so like Stalin said, it's not who votes that counts, it's who counts that votes. So you get this idea of a small group of people in a smoky room somewhere in New York. One, you know, a guy answers a red phone with his left hand, picks it up and says, uh-huh, uh-huh, yes, sir, okay. Hangs it up, picks up the black phone with his right hand and says, okay, here's who won, everybody. It's crazy. But, you know, I completely agree with you. Like I said, though, that's probably the subject of an entire show. But do you have a question for my guest, Kirk Smith?
Well, I just feel sad for celebrating the birthday of a nation that no longer exists.
I do, too, and that's why...
We're like the Palestinians. Oh, where's the Arab-Palestinian nation? It's occupied with foreign aircraft flying overhead and shooting down at them, and they have no freedom, no rights to anything. And soon we're going to be the same way. We're going to have the black helicopters flying over and just shooting us at their convenience.
I'm not gonna. They're already here, and you know what you've mentioned. I've spoken of numerous times. I feel like a stuck record, but you know the nation Israel that's over there now. Now, don't get me wrong. I do believe what the Bible says, but the nation that is flying the flag that they fly over there. Where did that come from? Three words: Dear Lord Rothschild. Balfour Declaration 1917, which was the precedent set for the British Mandate 1920 to 1948, on the heels of which they declared their independence. And it was in the Balfour Declaration itself that the Aliyah, or the regathering of the quote-unquote Jewish people, a lot of those I believe fall into the category of Revelation 2:9 and 3:9, those who call themselves Jews but are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan, some... And again, that's the subject matter of probably a different show. But you know, do you have a question for Kirk Smith?
Kirk, is there any way that you can get an ID card that shows you're a citizen of the nation that whose birthday you're celebrating?
You mean a. When you say ID card, what are you talking about? Are you talking about aside from a state-issued driver's license? Are you talking about...
No.
Are you talking about,
no, or, that specifically says that you're not a citizen of a nation.
Right. What it says
so, USA is USA is the name on the plate at the United Nations, and USA is what it says on all of our embassies. But where can you get any kind of ID card that says that in America anymore?
You know, that's a good question. In fact, I know there are people, and I don't know if you're aware of this, that I've heard about and seen that since each state is sovereign and to itself, on the original, if you go back to the original foundation of the country, as I'm sure you may very well know, but each state is sovereign and to itself from the federal government, and I do know that there are people pushing a movement, individually within their respective states, to get ID cards, in which they themselves legally are, you have to legally almost, I believe you declare yourself a sovereign of the United States, and then people have been getting these ID cards showing that they're a sovereign citizen of those states here living within the U.S. I do know that that is going on. However, I don't know to what degree or success it's having on the national level. I haven't heard of anything specifically taking form here in Washington State, but it would sure be nice, kind of given what we have now in our driver's licenses, it pretty much makes us legal slaves of the state. When you start looking into the law, when they capitalize your name in all caps, that's a legal function denoting pretty much almost master and slave in a legal sense. So I guess that's my best answer.
I've got to go. My battery is dying.
Hey, thanks for calling, bye-bye. Richard. Appreciate the call. And that gets into the whole 14th Amendment discussion. And again, as you said, the legal sovereign versus the corporate fiction. Hey, stick around. We'll be right back with my guest, Kirk Smith.
Cartivite is probably the most misunderstood supplement today. Cartivite is packed full of vitamins at cell level to help your whole body function like it used to. Today's diet is lacking in the trace minerals and nutrients our body needs to maintain our good health. Get the toxins and heavy metals out and allow your body to do the job God intended. Made for the heart, Cartivite helps in so many other ways. So order your 4-month special of either the capsules or tincture for just $125 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. That toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. Cartivite, circulation for life.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states. Here we go.
You've heard of Life Change Tea and how successful this product works. Well, now, introducing Life Change Fat Burners. Burn fat, clean your blood, and pick up energy. Used in conjunction with Life Change Tea, you can reduce your weight, reduce inches in your waist, and restore energy you haven't had in months. And it's all natural. Order yours today. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are standing by. Why sit and wonder if this product works? Join the thousands of testimonies and make a change in your life. Lose weight and get healthy. There's no other product on the market like this. Try it today. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Back to the last segment of the Rogue Warrior radio broadcast with my guest, Kirk Smith, and we'll just go with political activist extraordinaire as among many of the other talents. He is a well-rehearsed, well-researched individual who is becoming more enthused, invigorated, and involved probably than he has found himself in a long time, and hopefully is a model for people across the country. And I was just, you know, before I get back to that last segment, only a few minutes, it seems like we just got started, but, you know, to Richard's call, that is the subject of another show, and I feel like I'm being reprimanded mentally. I hear the words of someone I know, very dear, saying, I said the legal sovereign versus the corporate fiction. I would be reprimanded and remiss if I didn't correct myself and say the lawful sovereign versus the corporate fiction. So, but I'm behaving myself today. I'm not talking about things like that or how about the weather modification? We'll throw that in, that has been read officially into the articles of impeachment now. And that coming from Congressman Kucinich, who also introduced the Space Preservation Act of 2001, which talked about all kinds of crazy stuff on the floor of Congress: subatomic particle beams, psychotronic war, mood management, all kinds of exotic weapons, including chemtrails and extraterrestrial weapons and stuff, but I'm not talking about that today. Anyway, without further ado, back to it. And, you know, as I said earlier, thanks for coming on the show, Kirk. I really appreciate it. Your thoughts in this last segment of about 2 minutes.
My thoughts, well, really what resounds in my mind is where to from here.
Yeah.
I guess a great way to always keep, for me to keep in mind is how to move forward while staying relevant and increasing in knowledge, but also getting I think the word out and engaging other people to the real events of the day and what those ramifications are. The focal point really is and. Basically, well, for lack of a better word, looking at the pulse of the country from those we're working with, there's deep concern as to we need to get involved. We need to really learn how best with working together in the political process and the other process we can stave off the potential pitfalls and disasters in the financial areas, in the political areas, in the health areas. I mean, it's in so many areas, it's crazy, but it all seems to go back to the same source.
Yep.
And really, what we're fighting against, seemingly, is the fear of a lack of time before a lot of these things begin to unravel to the point where it almost becomes impossible to get a handle on in reverse completely to try to keep the republic intact, and so that's really what's on my mind, but working with others who view the same way, we're working diligently and as efficiently as possible, and with some pretty astounding gains. So we just need more help. Everywhere, locally, regionally, nationally, everybody needs to get involved in their states and communities to work together to head this stuff off to save the country, really.
Well said. Hey, thanks for coming on the show. In the words of Patrick Henry, what have we to oppose them? Shall we try argument? We must fight. I repeat it, sir, we must fight. An appeal to arms and to the God of hosts is all that is left to us. Hey, have a great weekend. Happy birthday, America. We'll catch you on the other side. Take care.
Men, are you urinating?